passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. They're likely to be large, close, and wondering what you're doing in their territory. So how can you prevent drawing unwanted attention to yourself when admiring the animals on an African safari? Jenny Bowen from Sense Africa has some tips to help you relax and enjoy your adventure.
More often than not, you'll be in open-back Land Rovers. You may well be on a walking safari, and we'll cover that in a moment. The ones in the vehicle, I will say that you need to have muted clothing, either slight khaki-coloured or darker clothing. Don't wear bright red or white or something that's unnaturally coloured, because otherwise that will spook the animals and they'll get jittery and you won't be able to experience the wildlife. So make sure you keep quiet. People think even if they're in a vehicle and the engine's going, that if they're talking, then it doesn't matter. Just be aware, just keep a little bit quieter, because the animals are probably used to the vehicle engines, not so much human voices. But I would say one of the main things is that everybody wants to get that fantastic picture of an animal. Don't ask your guide to get even closer than you are already. Just, you know, sit back and enjoy it, because you don't want to get yourself between maybe a mother and a juvenile, because that actually could get them very twitchy and you could cause not only the wildlife some injuries, but it could be yourself as well. So don't try and get that ultimate photo by wanting to get even closer. With cameras, I would say if you've got a digital camera, which is becoming more and more popular, just make sure you turn off those annoying beeps. A lot of people have autofocus that beeps, and it can destroy it not only for you, but the rest of the people in your vehicle. So you could become rather unpopular. So just make sure you turn the beeps off on your camera. And the last thing I'd say is when you're actually out and you're looking for those animals, my top tip in trying to find the animals, because you'll need to help your guide see if you can see those animals, is just scan the horizon looking for something that's just doesn't seem quite right. Looking around the horizon for weird shapes. So just scan it. Don't try and really peer and look at things, because they will naturally then leap out at you as, actually, that's a bit odd. Maybe we need to go in that direction to see whether we can see whatever it is. So just be aware of that. On the walking side, quite often some countries, they provide walking safaris. And one of the things that Sense Africa provides are tracking rhino on foot. The top tips for tracking rhino on foot are to make sure you're downwind of the animal at all times. So once you've found your rhino, you need to be really quiet, you need to keep downwind so that it doesn't smell you. Because their eyesight isn't very good, but the sense of hearing is fantastic. If they can't see you, but they can smell you, then you could be in a little bit of a bother there. More often than not, though, you will be with a guide, as well as maybe the person that's accompanying you on the trip. And what they do is they will ensure that you're wearing the right footwear, you're wearing the right clothing, that you are quiet. Also to point out those climbable trees, just in case a rhino does come round and decide to walk over and have a look at you. But, you know, having said all that, going on safari, whether it's on foot or in vehicle, is absolutely extraordinary experience and highly recommended. And if you abide by everything that I've suggested, then you'll have an experience of a lifetime that you can dine out for years to come.
What do you think the best places to go in Africa for a safari?
And there are a number of places. If you're wanting to go to somewhere where there isn't many people going there, I would recommend the Kingdom of Swaziland. If you haven't been to Africa before, that's like a full all-inclusive, let's understand about the wildlife, let's go on safari, let's get up close and personal, and it's also got the cultural side of it. If you're looking for the more vast, wide open spaces and the, you know, you spend fantastic hours in an open-top Land Rover looking for leopard or lion, then I'd recommend Namibia, which is very good. New places opening up in Mozambique. Not many people go to Mozambique, and that's now a great place to go on safari and then also have that beachside tagged on to the end. You want to have 3 or 4 days beside the beach. But there are lots of places in South Africa and Southern Africa to go, and East Africa is also a great place to go, although at times it's a little bit more expensive and it's also a lot of people go there. So if you want to do something a bit different, then I would probably recommend Swaziland or Mozambique.
That's Jenny Bowen from Sense Africa.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.